or flip a switch, and it snuffed out. You ever notice that? We've had that experience in our families, haven't we? We just had it this week. Just like that, life could have been snuffed out. Dietrich Bonhoeffer. Anyone heard of Dietrich Bonhoeffer? He was a modern-day martyr. He was born February 4th, 1906. He was a German Lutheran pastor and theologian. He was a part of the German resistance movement against Hitler and Nazism. He formed. He was one of the founding members of the Confessing Church, which was a church that tried to assassinate Hitler. And he was put in jail because of that. Or he was arrested and imprisoned, and he was put in camps is where they went. But anyway, in 1943, March, he was arrested, imprisoned, and eventually executed by hanging at the age of 39, April 9th, 1945, shortly before the war's end. And he wrote a lot about suffering. He wrote a sermon of hope. He wrote a sermon on hope on Romans 5, 1 through 5. And if you want to turn with me, you're welcome to, or if you just want to write it down and look at it later. Romans 5, 1 through 5. This is the scripture that he based that sermon off of. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Therefore, since we are justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained access to this grace in which we stand, and we boast in our hope of sharing the glory of God. And not only that," the Apostle Paul says, "but we also boast in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces," now listen to me, "suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us." That's a pretty awesome scripture, isn't it? Well, Bonhoeffer says this. He says, "The gradation from tribulation to hope is no self-evident earthly truth." Now, before I even go any farther, can't you kind of connect with that? I mean, really, look around you, and where can you find this hope in our realm here, right? It seems like people get trampled underfoot more than anything else, right? Luther said that no one could very well put it quite differently, namely, did I read that right? Luther said that one could very well put it quite differently, namely, now listen to me, that suffering produces impatience. And impatience produces obstinacy. And obstinacy produces despair. And despair disappoints us. Now, doesn't that seem more like what we see around us? He continues, "Indeed, thus must it be if we lose God's peace, when we prefer an earthly peace with the world to peace with God, when we love the security of our lives more than we love God, then must tribulation become our ruin?" He goes on to say that many Christians who do not indeed kneel, excuse me,